Hello, hi, welcome. The time has come in about a year and a half for the first time that I'm not going to be able to put out content. And the reason for that is I'm going on holiday. So, including this week, it's going to be 3 weeks of me being away. So I thought, and I understand that this is a politics podcast now, but I thought I could repurpose some content from my other channel, Press Reviews. And maybe entice some listeners on this channel to go listen to that channel. I've taken two movies, Deadpool and Wolverine, a movie I didn't like, and M. Night Shyamalan's Trap, a movie I did like, and putting it out there for you guys to listen to. I don't want to be like Immortan Joe in Mad Max Fury Road, where he turns off the water supply and he says, "Do not get addicted to water." This is kind of the precise opposite. I do want you to get addicted to content, right? So, and I don't want you to go starving. I want you to be like, you open up the fridge. Oh, look, there's some fresh content in there. That's what I want you to feel like. And enjoy. Hello, hi, welcome. The show's name is Presh Reviews because my name is Presh, and this week I'll be reviewing Deadpool and Wolverine, and it will contain full spoilers, so I don't know why you would watch a review after, like, before the movie. But anyway, let's get into the context of the movie. And the character of Deadpool, aka Wade Wilson, was created by Fabian Nicieza and Rob Liefeld as a combination of the DC character Deathstroke's powers and Marvel Spider-Man's personality and look. At some point, Deadpool refers to himself as looking like a cross between Ryan Reynolds and a Sharpay. By the way, I had to Google what a Sharpay was, and it's like a very fucked up looking dog. Which, anyway, this led to Reynolds being interested in portraying the character. Unfortunately, this happened in X-Men Origins Wolverine, an utterly terrible movie. But in 2014, test footage for a potential Deadpool movie was leaked online, which led to a fan campaign for a full Deadpool movie. We've never found out who leaked the footage, but Reynolds has hinted several times that it was him. I liked the first Deadpool movie. I actually really liked it. But after that movie, the Deadpool persona became Ryan Reynolds' default setting. And that really turned me off. At this point, I'm really sick and tired of Ryan Reynolds and his type of humor because of a number of lackluster movies with that persona. For example, Red Notice, It, The Adam Project, and the worst offender, Free Guy. Like Red Notice, It, Adam Project, like they're better movies than Free Guy. Free Guy is the it. I truly thought that Free Guy was the worst movie in the year it came out. I think it was 2021. Don't quote me on that. Added to this, I also dislike reference humor. This is when a joke is made and you're required to understand the reference to understand the joke. I don't want to do homework to understand a joke. But also, if you take the long view of history, will audiences in 10 years understand these references? This takes away from the timelessness of the movie and makes it feel dated. The last thing that Ryan Reynolds and Marvel do that I dislike is cameos. This is a subsection of reference humor, and it doesn't like piss me off, but like it like brings the movie to a halt so that people can clap like fucking seals, and it I don't know, it rubbed me the wrong way. The next bit of context is that this film is directed by Shawn Levy, who was just a regular director of family-friendly comedies like Cheaper by the Dozen, The Pink Panther, and the Night at the Museum movies. That was until he met Ryan Reynolds and is apparently now his personal director because his last three movies have been Free Guy, The Adam Project, and obviously the subject of today's review. I don't know how much blame I should apportion to Levy, but he has facilitated all the cameos and reference humor that Reynolds wants, and I guess Marvel as well. So, You know, he's not innocent in all this. So yeah, I was coming into this movie ready to hate it. But did I hate it? Well, I didn't hate it, but I certainly didn't love it either. It's not bad enough that I can make fun of it and derive fun from that. And it's not good enough that I can just enjoy it for what it is. It's a bang average movie that leaves me with no strong feelings either way. I'm somewhere between a 5 and a 6 on it. So let me give my reasoning as to how I got here. First and foremost, the music doesn't make sense thematically. It just seems like they chose generic pop songs to play over the top of the action. It's been 10 years and people are still trying to rip off the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, which started this trend. But the thing that they're all missing is that James Gunn picks the music while he is writing the script and has very specific songs that make sense thematically. For example, in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, there's a song called Brandy, You're a Fine Girl by the band Looking Glass. It's about a sailor who falls in love with Brandy, but has to return to his true love, the sea. In the movie, that song is played for Ego, who falls in love with Peter's mother, but he has to return to space to complete his mission. You can clearly see the significance of the song in relation to the scene. This movie has nothing like that. That being said, if I look at the songs in isolation, they chose some banger tunes. My favorite being Bye Bye Bye, which is like a top 10 song for me. And when he did the NSYNC dance, a smile went across my face. You know, I don't know what you want me to do about it. It was fun, right? Heaven forbid I have a little bit of fun in my life. But anyway, that being said, this movie truly sullied the legacy of Logan. I know that he makes a joke about it, but that doesn't excuse doing it. If I were James Mangold, the director of Logan, I would be furious that they did this and undid the send-off I crafted in Logan. Someone will argue that it's a different Wolverine variant, so it doesn't sully Logan in any way. But it's more about Hugh Jackman returning at all. Secondly, he literally fucks up Logan's corpse, which is, you know, I don't know the word for that, but not cool, man. Literally fucking up his legacy. And thirdly, it's implied that the Laura in the void is the same one from Logan, meaning his sacrifice was for nothing. She ended up in the void anyway. So all in all, this movie shits all over Logan, which I dislike totally. I liked the movie Logan a lot, but now in hindsight, it loses a lot of its impact. And yeah, maybe I should drop a point because it made me dislike one of the best superhero movies of the last, you know, 10 years. In terms of performance, I really disliked Matthew McFadden's Paradox. He was doing something bizarre and I did not care for it. Because it's very clearly a subversion. He's a guy that's, you know, a hoity-toity guy in a suit, but the way he acts is very, like, crazy and off the wall. And that's supposed to provide a contrast. I understand that, but I didn't like it. The person doing the best acting in this movie is obviously Hugh Jackman. He's really trying his best to convey, like, how truly badly this Wolverine fucked up. But, you know, partly because they didn't show anything, they just tell us about it. I didn't really get, you know, feel it, but he tried his best, and sadly no one else bothered to even try to be on his level. In terms of the effects, I really liked how the void looked. I really disliked how the void looked. It lacks depth, it feels hollow, and looks cheap. Compare and contrast this with two movies out this year that also had vast swaths of desert, but still look gorgeous in Dune 2 and Furiosa. I also really disliked Wolverine's yellow costume. On its own terms, it looked ugly as fuck. And I did not care for when he finally put on the mask. That made it even look more uglier. But especially since we saw him in the brown costume in that montage of the cameos, and that brown costume looks so much better. I really think that they should have chosen the brown costume, but it is what it is. I didn't mind Deadpool's suit, but it's not like it blew me away or, you know, anything like that. The plot and character motivations don't make a lick of sense to me. The only one who does is Paradox. He wants to be more efficient to get a promotion at his job, right? That makes a lot of sense to me. I wouldn't do it personally. I'm not a hard worker, but it's understandable. But in terms of the stuff I don't understand, firstly, Deadpool tells Wolverine that he needs him because Deadpool only knows how to kill. I think he says something like, "I know how to fuck up people for money." Anyway, but Wolverine knows how to save people. In the first movie, Deadpool saved Vanessa. In the second movie, Deadpool saved that young boy, Russell. So, you know, that's total bullshit, right? Clearly, Deadpool knows how to save people and, you know, by extension, the world, because Russell was like going to turn out to be a horrific villain. So, by extension, Deadpool saved the world. Secondly, what is Vanessa's reason for leaving Deadpool? They sidestep actually answering that question because we get shown it in Cassandra Nova, looking into Deadpool's mind. But at that point where she's supposed to give exposition, Cassandra Nova like takes over and says something fucked up. I think she says, "You'll never fucking matter." Which, and then Deadpool says, "That's not what she said." So we don't know what Vanessa said. And, you know, it's there's absolutely no reason for them to break up. So I think that was also stupid. Thirdly, Deadpool's main motivation is that he wants to matter. I understand that in a meta sense, that means he wants to be an Avenger. But in terms of the story, like I said, he saved Vanessa and Russell in the previous movies. Of course he matters, at least to them. Fourthly, why did all of the Deadpools stop attacking when Peter showed up? I understand that it's a joke, but in story, they work for Cassandra Nova, who is way more powerful than Peter. They would obviously be scared of her, so just Peter showing up wouldn't be enough for them to, you know, just let Logan and Deadpool get away. So, yeah. Speaking of which, the villain is far too powerful. I understand that both Logan and Deadpool have healing factors. Therefore, you need someone powerful to actually threaten them. But Cassandra Nova can pretty much just do anything she wants. Like, her powers are not really defined very well. So, yeah. And the way that she was defeated was total bullshit. Because Juggernaut's helmet has never ever, you know, had that power before, but whatever. This whole situation reminds me a lot of 2016 Suicide Squad, where you have an honest-to-God magic user, and they send guys with guns after it. And, like, Harley Quinn doesn't even have a gun, she just has a baseball bat. But, yeah, with Cassandra Nova, on top of her powers, she also has a crew of henchmen in her little, you know, area, and the Deadpool core. So, yeah, she's just far too powerful for two guys who are, like, that have healing factors. We need better power scaling in movies. In terms of Wolverine, unfortunately, X-Men 97 kind of ate this movie's lunch. There's a scene where Cassandra Nova says, "It's gonna take more than one little blade to hurt me." And Deadpool says, "How about six?" as Wolverine stabs the shit out of her. And there was a far better moment using a similar setup in X-Men 97 that I won't spoil for you here, but I really highly recommend watching X-Men 97 if you want Wolverine content. Because, yes, this movie is totally not it. Right? Like I mentioned, I don't like the type of humor in this movie, and I more or less sat stone-faced, say, for a few moments. The one joke that made me burst out into laughter and really got me is when he goes to get a new costume and says, "By the way, your tailor is a predator," which really caught me off guard and like made me just burst out into laughter. But, you know, one joke in a 2-hour movie is a very poor hit rate. Anyway, in conclusion, this movie is a mess in terms of plot. It looks bland and relies too heavily on juvenile humor and references to other properties. In fact, in terms of like Channing Tatum, that's a property that didn't even exist and they're making reference to it. You know, what kind of sick fucking world are we living in where they're doing fan service for a movie that didn't even come out? Right? Anyway, that's why I've settled on a 5. I know I said I'm between a 5 and a 6, but as I was, you know, speaking about this, I've settled on a 5. It's only slightly better than that rubbish Spider-Man movie from a few years ago with all the bloody cameos and references that went too far. This movie was a little bit more restrained, but not by much. So, yeah. Thank you for listening. Please remember to rate, review, subscribe, give a like, etc. Importantly, it needs to be a 5-star review. I need those 5 stars. Please tell a friend. Tell that friend to tell a friend. Tell a family member. And yeah, goodbye.